Leave him be, old man. This one's destiny lays within the dungeon of Frostrealm, not the fortress, spoke Deirdre, who appeared near me and the wise one. With her, the purple-robed gnome and the orange-robed bald man. Also with her was a half-breed, orcish creature with bluish-purple skin, mixed with patches of human pigment.
Norfek Rogo!
She nodded and directed him to fetch the horses. Last chance, friend. We could really use your blade. And my friends here say there's 50 gold in it for you as well.
Oh, hello. I'm Balwise. A pleasure,
spoke the gnome. Is there some reason other than balance that you carry that staff around?
Oh, this thing? Well, yes. I'm actually a mage. But, you know, I don't like to make a big fuss out of it. I dabble in magic.
More than dabble. What about you?
Sim. I'm a monk.
I see.
They were all right, of course. I wasn't always a shipman. I was a knight of a barbarian kingdom. But I left that life behind, seeking a new path. Perhaps this journey would lead me to it.
All right, I'll go. Deirdre smiled like a cat who'd swallowed a canary.
Excellent.
Rata Umlo,
she spoke to the half-breed who fetched a fifth horse. What is he exactly? A half-breed, I know, but not an orc.
Half-human and half-Zykron. A breed of orc-like humanoid found only in Norwyn. The Zykron are a warrior breed. He'll be useful, should we run into trouble.
I think mayhaps you are trouble enough.
She smiled, and all mounted their horses.
As we rode away, it almost seemed like the Wise One was watching us, even though he was blind. There was an ominous feeling about him, something unusual.